We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Oh my goodness, one of the plays of the year.
Live from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Tuscaloosa, this is Hey Coach and the Nick Saban Show.
That's it right there, good. Stay up, man, keep the guy off the ground, let's go.
Presented by Alpha Insurance. For auto, home, and life insurance, call Alpha. Hey Coach and the Nick Saban Show is also brought to you by Ford. For great offers on F-150, see your local Ford dealer. Proud sponsor of the Crimson Tide. Coca-Cola, together tastes better. Golden Flake, the official potato chip of the Alabama Crimson Tide. Toyota, visit your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. And by Bud Light. Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Yeah. Now, this is Hey Coach. Here is your host, the voice of the Tide, Eli Gold.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Baumhauer's Victory Grill here in Tuscaloosa. Happy to have you along with us. A busy day sports-wise on campus today. The women's basketball team opened their season earlier today with a nice convincing win over the Samford Bulldogs. The men will be in action. They play in about 30 minutes from right now against Jacksonville State. And, of course, tonight, Hey Coach and the Nick Saban Show. And do we ever have an all-star lineup for you tonight? We're going to be opening up the program with one of the absolute greatest running backs to ever grace the University of Alabama campus. Sean Alexander is going to be with us here to open up the show. Then we'll have Marty Smith from ESPN as our special media guest. And at the top of the hour, Coach Nick Saban is going to be with us. Of course, as well you know, the coach did test positive for COVID today and will not be on the sidelines for Saturday's game against the Auburn Tigers. But he will be with us here on the show tonight, joining us via Zoom from his home here. So we've got tons to talk about. And, of course, we'd love to hear from you. 877-202-BAMA. That is the phone number, 877-202-BAMA. If you'd like to join us that way, the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline. Hey, Coach, and the Nick Saban Show, presented by Alpha Insurance. And don't forget, with everything going on campus right now, the easiest way, in addition to listening to our broadcasts, the easiest way to keep up with everything Alabama is with the Roll Tide mobile app presented by Bancorp South. It's available at the App Store and Google Play. Just download the Roll Tide mobile app now. It is absolutely free. Again, when we come back, Sean Alexander is going to join us as we open up the show, talking about the Iron Bowl week and about his magnificent career here at the university. So stay tuned. More of Hey Coach on the Nick Saban Show, live from Baumhauer's Victory Grill, the official watch party location of the Crimson Tide. This is the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Not all heroes wear capes. Some wear turnout gear, fatigues, or uniforms. And some heroes, well, they look just like you and me. Whether you preach, teach, or are first to respond to the call for help, Alpha wants you to know we appreciate your service. That's why we've created special auto discounts for those who serve. Giving back to those who give so much is the least we can do. We're proud to honor our hometown heroes. Get an auto quote at alphainsurance.com.
Life is full of choices. Some are easy, some are difficult, and others may be completely out of your control. It's okay, though. That's what we're here for. As long as there's a chance that your next big decision will help you leave your mark, we'll have you covered with account options, loans, business services, and everyday financial advice. So don't be afraid to do your thing. There's no time like now to get out there and do whatever it is that makes you happy. Visit Trustmark.com to start leaving your mark. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Crimson Tide knows the power of teamwork, and so do the folks at Mazda Toyota Manufacturing in Huntsville. At Mazda Toyota, you can be a part of a talented, highly skilled team that is committed to your success. And just like the Tide, Mazda Toyota is building quality, and that starts with you. Come join the championship team at Mazda Toyota and jumpstart your career in manufacturing with benefits on day one. Visit MazdaToyota.com for all the details. Roll Tide.
Hey, Bama fans, Hibbett Sports has the hottest footwear from Nike, Jordan, and Adidas, including the latest releases of retro Jordans, KD, Kyrie, LeBron, and more. And Jordan, Nike, and Adidas apparel to match toe-to-head. At Hibbett, we reward you for your purchases. Become an MVP today and enjoy exclusive perks for shopping with us. Learn more at Hibbett.com or visit your local Hibbett Sports store. Hibbett Sports is a proud supporter of Alabama football. Roll Tide! Looking for some holiday magic? Fill the season with flavor. Try the new Jack's A1 Burger. Two juicy beef patties, crispy bacon, grilled onions, cheese, and tangy A1 sauce served on a toasted bun. Or try Jack's Mushroom Swiss Burger and Big Bacon Ranch here for the holiday season. Big, bold burgers that'll make your holidays brighter. Starting at $4.99 with fries. Jack's, all about the South.
Welcome back, everybody. Hey, Coach, and the Nick Saban Show from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Tuscaloosa. This gentleman joins us now as our first guest of the evening. He's brought to us courtesy of the Everwood Treatment Company. Everwood, the official treated lumber of Alabama athletics. Everwood is wood treated right. He, of course, did everything at the university. He was All-America, All-SEC. He's a member of the Alabama Sports Hall of Fame, the NFL's most valuable player, the NFL's rushing leader, the member of the All-Decade team of the 2000s for the National Football League, a three-time Pro Bowl. And if it weren't for the fact that we've only got him for a half hour, I'd continue to list his credentials. He is Sean Alexander, all-time great for the Tide. Sean, welcome in. Happy Thanksgiving. Great to have you on the program.
Yeah, you know, happy Thanksgiving to you. I haven't seen you in a long time, man. It was good.
It's good to see you. You and I made an appearance together down in Dothan a couple of years ago, and I said to you that you still looked like you could play, and you still look like you could play.
Yeah, it's just been good. You know, we have 11 children, so I get to stay young because I'm chasing them around now. So I went from offense to defense.
I hear you. We understand Sean's audio was a little bit fuzzy. We apologize for that. We're doing the best we can. Iron Bowl week. Give me some of your memories, whether it was from 99 when you ran roughshod through Auburn in the fourth quarter or any of the games you played in. What did Iron Bowl week mean to you?
you know, coming from Kentucky, not fully understanding the intensity of the Iron Bowl was amazing. My freshman year was Coach Stallings' last season, and I remember us driving the field. Freddie Kitchens was the quarterback, and Woody McCoy was the offensive coordinator, and we literally drew up the game-winning play right there on the sideline. He flipped the script over. Freddie pump fake over here, throw the swing out to Dennis Riddle, and Dennis catch it, cuts back, and there's just so many great moments. I remember Kareem McNeil, who was in a wheelchair, who was a player before I got here, in the car. And I remember him standing up, you know, when after this was a touchdown. I was like, what does Alabama football do to people? So that's game, of course, my senior year, you know, being the team that beats Auburn in Auburn for the first time, and having 100 yards and 3 touchdowns in the fourth quarter. And that's just a part of Alabama football. We've always ruled the fourth. And so to be able to play my last Iron Bowl and dominate the fourth quarter like that, you know, was really special. So it was great memories all the way.
You know, I was talking about you the other day. Somebody asked me about some of the great memories of Alabama football. And I went back to, 96, when you had that great night against LSU. I said, that was in the mid-90s. I said, that game's been over for a couple of decades. They still haven't tackled them. 290-some-odd yards, 4 touchdowns against LSU. One of the single greatest rushing performances I've ever had the pleasure of watching.
Yeah, you know, that was special. You know, I just like beating up on Tigers. You know, I feel like it's a thing that we do in Tuscaloosa. And so the LSU game's always sweet. The Iron Bowl is always sweet. You know, I was just actually thinking about the Iron Bowl my junior year. We played in Legion Field. And I remember catching that dump pass and cutting way across the field and diving in the end zone for another touchdown. We just had such great memories, and the passion of just wanting to rule the state was just so real and so live. And it was good always to leave, you know, with Tiger boots on. You know, I mean, it was just sweet. I enjoyed those games tremendously, especially around Thanksgiving. You know, I mean, we didn't always get to eat as much turkey as we wanted, but we got to eat a lot of Tiger.
Sure. Now, you played in correct me if I'm wrong, you played in the final Iron Bowl at Legion Field, did you not?
That's right. I was in the last one, yep.
Yeah. That place had an interesting personality. I love the on-campus setting, obviously, but having that 50-50 split of tickets back in those days, that was pretty interesting and pretty special, too.
It was. You know, I definitely appreciated the fact that you come in there and you saw the field. It was almost like we had bowl experiences before the bowl game. And then when you see that thing split right down the middle and all the stories that you'd hear, you know, of course, you know, being a student, you'd have all your friends come and telling you all the stories. And, you know, I still remember my friend being like, man, I saw this guy that was had an Alabama hat on. It was a pastor. He had the collar and the fan was in his face, and he decked the guy, and it was like, oh my goodness, the pastor hit the guy. And he steps over the kid and says, roll tide, sons.
Exactly. We're visiting.
The rivalry is amazing.
Visiting with Sean Alexander, one of the absolute all-time greats for the Crimson Tide, who, of course, went on to a spectacular career in the National Football League. And you really helped get those Seattle Seahawks off and running, and they're still doing it. You were there during that build-up, embryonic stage, weren't you?
Yeah, you know, when I got there, they had 25 years of Seahawk football and only had been in the playoffs 3 times.
Yeah.
And over my tenure, we changed the culture. You know, there was guys that liked to play football, but they didn't know about winning. And I was really blessed and got to be a member of changing that culture around. So in my years, the first 2-3 years, we put a team together and we drafted a lot of guys and through the 6-10, the 7-9, and then we went on that run, and we went to the playoffs 5 years in a row. We won the division 4 years in a row. We went to the Super Bowl, to Seahawks' first Super Bowl. It was the first time they saw winning like that. And now they've just kept the culture. So Mike Holmgren was our coach, who was from the Green Bay Packers and came on over. He was actually one of Bill Walsh's projects with the 49ers when he was office coordinator there. And he wanted to go draft players that knew how to win. And so he almost picked guys from the SEC. You know, you had, I was a tailback, that Daryl Jackson, who was from the Florida Gators and one of Spurs' great receivers. Had Max Strong, who was a fullback from Georgia.
You had Chris Gray on the roster.
That's right, Chris Gray from, he was at Auburn. He actually played tight end and a guard, and he played guard for us.
Right.
It was a lot of fun building that team and changing the culture, and we just never looked back. And, you know, I'm good friends with Russell Wilson and all the guys now, and Russell always says, oh, man, you had this thing ready to go. You know, so.
You really
I said,
did.
It's night and day when you got here from when I got there, but it was cool being John the Baptist for that group, you know what I mean? To just usher in a winning style, and they've got it and they've kept on going.
Sean Alexander is with us. We're going to come right back and take care of more of our reminiscing with one of the all-time greats for the Crimson Tide. If you'd like to throw a question in Sean's direction, 877-202-BAMA. 877-202-BAMA. Hey, and folks, hey, Coach, and the Nick Saban Show, presented by Alpha Insurance for auto, home, and life insurance. You can call Alpha, and of course, our shows have been in part virtual this year. Tonight, the same thing with Sean joining us, long range, Marty Smith. We'll do the same, and so too the coach. But our friends at Alpha would like to recognize Alicia Galbraith of Fort Payne, Alabama, and Laura Jenkins of Coleman as tonight's two prize winners from Alpha. And while they are unable to be here in person with us tonight, each one will be receiving an autographed photo of Coach Nick Saban. We're back in a moment here on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
A Shiro's work is never done. You care for the house, the kids, and our future. We're so grateful for all you do. Now, it's time to care for yourself and save a little more for retirement. A free 3-minute online chat can give you the personalized tips you need to boost your retirement savings now. Visit aceyourretirement.org/Shiro today.
A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. She wasn't even really sure where she was at.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Watch out!
You got me!
The galaxy is safe once again.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nfamily fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everybody. Hey, Coach, and the Nick Saban Show from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Tuscaloosa. And hey, make your next tailgate or your next home gate legendary with Baumhauer's legendary sauces and their convenient party trays. Visit Baumhauer's.com for more information. Baumhauer's Victory Grill, legendary fun, legendary food. Sean Alexander, of all the things you have done, you are what, the first guy on the Madden NFL game. You've been in Hall of Fames. You're every honor that could be bestowed upon a player. Is there one element of your career that thrills you and warms your heart more than the others?
You know, I think You know, going to the Super Bowl was sweet. So, you know, when we won the NFC Championship, it was in Seattle.
Right.
And posting that trophy up and running around the stadium was it was an amazing feeling, coming from the fact that I knew that Seattle was, I mean, it was like, it was a joke. You know, when you came there, they're like, ooh, you went to Seattle. So now to know that we had built that thing up and run around, that was a great honor. And, you know, literally weeks later, I won the MVP. So, like, it was like a really good couple of weeks.
I guess.
Really back to back. So that whole 05 season was great. And then, you know, I signed one of the biggest running back deals at the time. So it was good. It was a good season of life right there.
So tell the folks where you're living now. How closely do you and can you follow the Crimson Tide?
Yeah, I live right outside D.C. now, so it's good. I'm up here praying for politicians, you guys know.
You got your work cut out for you on that one.
Oh, man, it never stops. But it's really cool because I've been able to jump on the plane and come down to several games these last few years, and it's just still a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun to get to be around. It's funny because everybody still laughs because Chris Samuels lives like literally 30 minutes from me, so he's the next city over, and he's like, you still follow Chris? I'm like, pretty much till I die, you know. You know, having an All-American left tackle that always had your back is a good thing, you know.
And you've still got half the Crimson Tide roster playing for the Washington NFL team now. Every other guy is a former Crimson Tider.
Yeah, it's wild. You know, it's wild to see that and see some of Collins and Jonathan Allen, see these young guys, you know, all my little nephews all being here. It's really cool to call them and check on them. And I literally live like 10 minutes from most of them. And so it's good to see them. And now they're in the same place that they washed their knees. They're remodeling their team and getting a new attitude about their program. And so they're about two guys short, but they're making good turns for their team.
We're continuing with Sean Alexander, longtime Crimson Tide running back and one of the best in the history of the National Football League. Coming up in just a bit, Marty Smith from ESPN and Coach Nick Saban at the top of the hour. But right now we break for this on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Today tastes like movie night.
Okay, whose turn is it to choose?
And everyone's favorite hit, pizza and Coke. Today tastes like front row seats for all. Like cushions and popcorn. And counting the seconds.
Pizza's here.
Today tastes like a slice of the action.
Hey, hit the light.
Like we belong here and now. And it never tasted this good. Coca-Cola. Together tastes better.
It happens a lot at Whataburger. You take your first bite and suddenly you have a flavor epiphany. When things come together in a flavorful flash of, well, first bite perfection. Crispy bacon perfectly matched with the smoky heat of Hatch green chilies paired with two types of cheese, all coming together bite after perfect bite. Good thing there's the new limited time Hatch green chili bacon burger at Whataburger. Available by dine-in, drive-thru, curbside, and in select locations. Delivery fees may vary.
Discover something amazing at Cook Museum of Natural Science. Explore a cave, crawl inside a beaver lodge, marvel at live animals, including saltwater fish, turtles, snakes, jellyfish, alligators, and more. Experience nature close up through interactive exhibits and hands-on activities. Discover why life is amazing at Cook Museum of Natural Science in downtown Decatur, Alabama. For more information, visit cookmuseum.org.
The Crimson Tide knows the power of teamwork, and so do the folks at Mazda Toyota Manufacturing in Huntsville. At Mazda Toyota, you can be a part of a talented, highly skilled team that is committed to your success. And just like the Tide, Mazda Toyota is building quality, and that starts with you. Come join the championship team at Mazda Toyota and jumpstart your career in manufacturing with benefits on day one. Visit MazdaToyota.com for all the details. Roll Tide.
372, hot. Truly great quarterbacks possess a rare combination of toughness, intelligence, and that innate ability to come through in the clutch. We know a truck like that. Ford F-Series, America's best-selling truck 43 years straight. With impressive towing and payload, Ford F-150 makes tough jobs look easy. For great offers on F-150, visit your local Ford dealer. Proud sponsor of the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Based on 1977 to 2019 calendar year total sales.
A final moment or two with Sean Alexander, Crimson Tide running back, 19th overall pick in 2000 by the Seahawks, a man who went on to earn his stripes and then some as one of the absolute best runners in the history of the NFL. What you got scheduled for Thanksgiving tomorrow? You've got an entire community to sit around your table, Sean, don't you?
Yeah, we have had people at our house since we got to Seattle and then moving out here to D.C. It just never stopped. So besides my wife cooking a big spread, we've got people from neighborhood teams and sport teams for our kids to people from our church. It's going to be 50, 60 people. So I don't know. Like, I hope everybody's got a mask, I guess, you know.
I hope you have a big mask. You need to stay nice and healthy.
Yeah. So it's going to be good, you know. But, you know, Thanksgiving's always been special. I go all the way back to when I was a little kid and being with grandma and grandpa. And you know, I had 20-something first cousins. And you know, we look up and we get to go share life and be thankful for each other. And, you know, and when I got the high school state championship, stopped that. Then the Iron Bowl stopped that through college. Then the NFL season stopped it. So life is good to get back in on the other side and have your kids and their friends all be a part of Thanksgiving too.
Exactly. So,
it's just wonderful, man. Family's such a powerful thing, man. And it's, I'm just really thankful for it.
You said a mouthful right there. Listen, I thank you for jumping in and joining us here on the show. It's been a thrill to have you. And like I said, you and I saw each other about a year or so ago. And I look forward every time, anytime you're back at Bryant Denny, make sure you come over to the booth and sit down and join us.
I will. I'll come here next time.
Please do. Sean, God bless. Take care and happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, Roll Tide.
Roll Tide. Sean Alexander joining us on the phone line. Always great to have him with us. Hey, Coach, being brought to you by My Eye Doctor with 20 locations to make your next eye appointment convenient. Don't miss a single play this season. Eye care and eye wear really are better together at My Eye Doctor. Visit myeyedr.com to learn more. Hey, Coach, on the Nick Saban Show, presented by Alpha Insurance. We're back in a moment on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Everwood Treatment Company is wood treated right. Everwood is the most technologically advanced pressure treated wood available. That means no rotting, no decay, no problems. Just wood treated right. Everwood is your treated wood source and the official pressure treated lumber of the Alabama Crimson Tide. If you're looking to add or replace decks, outdoor structures, or commercial jobs, choose Everwood for wood treated right. If you need it, we'll get it to you. To locate your local Everwood store, visit everwoodtreatment.com. Everwood Treatment, official lumber of the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Wow, your car is...
Got a great deal at Toyotathon, so I added some holiday pizzazz.
Ho, ho, ho!
Was that your car horn?
Contact your local dealer for year-end deals on the entire Toyota lineup now during Toyotathon. Get 0% APR for 48 months on a new 2021 Toyota RAV4. Offer valid through January 4th, 2021. Zero down for well-qualified buyers with approved credit and financing through Southeast Toyota Finance. $2,083 monthly payment for every $1,000 financed. Excludes tax, tag, registration, title, and dealer fees. See dealer for details.
The Crimson Tide knows the power of teamwork, and so do the folks at Mazda Toyota Manufacturing in Huntsville. At Mazda Toyota, you can be a part of a talented, highly skilled team that is committed to your success. And just like the Tide, Mazda Toyota is building quality, and that starts with you. Come join the championship team at Mazda Toyota and jumpstart your career in manufacturing with benefits on day one. Visit MazdaToyota.com for all the details. Roll Tide.
Royal Furniture, family-owned and operated for over 70 years. Come see why Royal is known for the lowest prices in furniture and mattresses and the most financing options to meet your needs, no matter your credit history. Save now on name brands. Signature design by Ashley, Simmons, Serta, Lane, and more. Guaranteed lowest prices on a huge in-stock inventory that's ready for immediate delivery and 36-month no-interest financing. Royal Furniture, proud sponsor of the Alabama Crimson Tide. Come visit us in Tuscaloosa, Birmingham, Memphis, or Jackson, Tennessee.
Right now, let us pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is the Crimson Tide Sports Network. Don't forget, coming up this Saturday, it's the Iron Bowl presented by BBVA. The broadcast begins at 11:30 in the morning, kickoff at 2:30 in the afternoon. And our special media guest this evening is one who'll be watching that game with great interest. A longtime friend, and he's been with us a number of times. Marty Smith from ESPN is joining us. Hello, Marty, and happy Thanksgiving to you, my friend.
Same to you, Eli, and everybody listening and watching. It's been such a unique year, and I personally have so much to be thankful for. And part of that is getting a fellowship with you guys tonight. I'm glad to hear Coach is feeling pretty good, and I can't wait to hear his perspective on the Iron Bowl coming up.
That'll be coming up in just a moment, so we invite you to stay with us, everybody, as it's Alabama and Auburn on Saturday. We'll talk with the coach right after these messages on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
The SEC taught us that it's easy to love winning, but that the best of the best know where to look for the win, even in losing. Because setbacks are an inevitable part of almost any endeavor. And the hardest lessons are the ones that teach us the most. As the official bank of the SEC, at Regions, we believe every day is a good day to dig deeper. What has the SEC taught you? Join the conversation with hashtag SEC Lessons. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
Thank you, Alabama fans, for your continued support of Golden Flake potato chips, pork rinds, cheese puffs, and our great-for-dipping tortillas. We continue to be dedicated to making our products available to you and your family, so we hope you can mark the celebrated return of Alabama football with your favorite bag of Golden Flake snacks. Experience the simple, southern goodness of Golden Flake, the official chip of the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
First, I hold my hands out like they're on a steering wheel. Then I look over my shoulder. One, okay, cool guy. Two, three times. Next, oh, I put it in reverse. Meep, meep, meep. Then I take it up and down, up, up and down. And that, kiddos, is called the forklift.
Dance like a dad. It's a great way to make a moment with your kids.
Now that's dancing. Sure beats flossing.
Visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Although it's not the final game of this year's regular season, it is still a date that has been circled on everyone's football schedule. Arguably the greatest rivalry in college sports is about to play out for the 85th time ever. And while all across America, Thanksgiving is the highlight of this week, here in Sweet Home Alabama, Saturday brings us the highest of holy days of the college football season. The 2020 Iron Bowl takes center stage on tonight's November 25th edition of the Nick Saban Show.
Here we go!
On the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Hey, everybody. Alabama coach Nick Saban here.
This is the Nick Saban Show.
Roll Tide.
Live from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Tuscaloosa. Hot. Presented by Alpha Insurance. For the best agents in the business, call Alpha. Hot. Now live, here is your host, Eli Gold.
Welcome back, everybody. Glad you're with us on tonight's edition of the Nick Saban Show, live from Baumhauer's Victory Grill here in Tuscaloosa. I'm Eli Gold at Baumhauer's. Joining us, as you know from a few moments ago, Marty Smith of ESPN. He is our special media guest. And joining us from his home here in Tuscaloosa, Bama head coach Nick Saban. Coach, great to have you with us. I'm sorry you've had such a tough day today, man. I really am.
Well, you know, it's just when they tell you you tested positive, I don't feel any really different than normal. I got a little head cold and a little bit of a runny nose, and every now and then I have a cough, but don't feel bad at all. It was really disappointing, especially this week, you know, with our players.
Sure.
To have to tell them I couldn't be there for, you know, what's such a big game for so many fans and I know for all of our players, but it's a great rivalry game to be a part of, and it's a little bit sad not to be able to be a part of that.
Exactly. And Marty Smith, I know you too, through family connections, you're on the shelf as well for ESPN for a couple of weeks. What happened in your situation?
Yep, I'm a contact trace, so I'm holed up at the house just like Coach is, and I had a family member test positive, so... ultimately, he's feeling fine, and we're just counting our blessings that everybody is generally healthy. And, Coach, I'm glad to see that you're feeling pretty good. I'm sorry you got that head cold and that you'll miss the Iron Bowl. But I do wonder, what will your role be this week? Will you be engaged in the meetings and whatnot?
Well, I do everything. You know, I went through this for 3 days before the Georgia game. You know, when I had the false positive, I was actually quarantined and tested out. So, but I do exactly everything that I do in a day. Like 2 o'clock today, I'm in the meetings with the players, special teams meeting, go in with, you know, some part of the team, most of the time the DBs, you know, watch the entire practice, have communication on the field that, you know, I can tell somebody that they didn't do right and we can repeat the play or whatever. I Zoom the team afterwards when we call everybody up. So I did recruiting and calls from practice until now, and I'm going to do some more when we get done with this. So nothing really changes. You know, tomorrow morning, 7:30 in the morning, we always watch today's practice, you know, because tonight's kind of recruiting night. And I'll watch it with the defense, then I'll watch it with the offense, then we'll do two-minute and two-point plays. So we just do what we do. And I, you know, write things up for the players, talk to the team, had a team meeting today to inform them. I didn't want them to hear from anybody else. So, you know, it's just kind of business as usual. Now, the biggest difference is going to be can't be involved in the game. And yeah, you can't have any electronic, you know, telecommunication or anything with the sidelines or at halftime. So you actually have no input, which really to me is, I mean, if you're not there, you should at least be able to communicate some kind of way, maybe with the press box or at halftime with your team or whatever. I mean, you're not going to give anybody, unless this stuff spreads over the phone or something, or over a Zoom call, but who knows? But it is what it is, and we'll just have to work it out the best we can.
The good thing is, though, you've got quality people on your staff. It's not the same as you, with no disrespect to them, but it's not like you're handing off to me. I mean, you've got quality people to handle things on game day.
Well, Eli, you're quality too, all right?
Well, thank you, sir. You're very kind.
I don't want to say that. But, you know, we do have a very good coaching staff. We do have a lot of quality people who have lots of experience. Sark has been a head coach for many years, very successfully. So we want to try to organize our staff so the extra responsibility doesn't burden him as a play caller.
Mm-hmm.
But when he was a head coach, he called the plays. All right, so this is not really anything new or something that he hasn't experienced in the past.
If you're just joining us, the Nick Saban Show on the air for this Wednesday night. Obviously, next week we'll be back to Thursday, but we moved this week because of Thanksgiving. Marty Smith from ESPN is the media guest. Marty, jump in with another question for the coach.
Coach, this has been such a unique and unorthodox year for all of us. How has it challenged you in ways you haven't been challenged before as a leader?
Oh, I think the biggest thing is dealing with the
sort of disruptions, you know, that things change day to day. And you really have to learn where, you know, in a perfect world as a coach, you want every player on the field every day, everybody working, everybody doing what they do. And with quarantines and a positive test here and there, you just don't have that. And you don't know how it's going to change from day to day. Not having a game canceled. You know, this year we had a bye week. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we practiced 2 days to get ready for a game and find out that we're not playing the game. So early on, you know, I kind of told the players, look, there's going to be a lot of disruptions this year. And how you deal with these disruptions is going to determine how successful we can be. So you got to almost have a so what's next kind of attitude about, you know, what happens on a day-to-day basis. And everybody's got to challenge themselves to, you know, be their best when they have the opportunity to be there. And then to do their best when they can't be there. Just like we have a couple players this week that are Zooming. I think we're going to get a couple players back tomorrow. All right, so they've been in Zoom. They've been in meetings. They kind of watch practice, you know, on Zoom. But, and, you know, you used to have all these rules that, you know, if a player didn't practice, you know, he couldn't play in a game. You can't. I mean, you forget about that.
Not at all.
Yeah. So there's a lot of challenges, but the biggest thing is you got to have a lot of flexibility on how you manage your team and how you manage all the disruptions. And our guys have done a pretty good job of that. I've been really pleased with, you know, how they've kind of managed that throughout the season.
Let's go to the phones, gentlemen, and as per usual, Pee-wee from Grand Bay, Alabama, is first on the line. The first question of the night brought to you by Alabama 811. Always contact 811 before you dig to know what's below. Call 811 or online, al811.com. Pee-wee, welcome in, and happy day before Thanksgiving to you, sir.
I appreciate that, Eli. Coach, how you feeling, buddy?
I can't hear Pee-wee.
Okay. Pee-wee, repeat yourself, if you would, sir.
Coach, I was just asking how you feeling, sir.
He was just asking how are you feeling and what's going on.
I'm fine. I got a little common cold, little common head cold. So, you know, hopefully I'll get better before I get, and I won't get worse. So, those are basically the only symptoms that I have. And you know, I worry about family, other people, Miss Terry. You know, my mom was here for the game this past weekend. So, you know, hopefully, and I don't know how I haven't been in contact with anybody I'm not typically in contact with. We do great social distancing at work. Everybody wears a mask. All the players wear a mask. We're separated in meetings. And the only place I go is home, and nobody's been here at the house. So I don't know how this happened, but I guess it's pretty strange. But not to worry about how I feel.
Since Pee-wee normally asks about offensive linemen, let me throw that in, Coach. Let me jump in there. It was nice to see you go a little deeper onto the depth chart last week. We saw, you know, Javian Cohen out there and all sorts of guys. What a wonderful opportunity midseason to get some of these young guys some snaps.
Well, it certainly was, and they got to play almost the entire fourth quarter and
Yeah. Really
did a nice job. I mean, you know, Kentucky's got a pretty decent defense, and we struggled early in the game to run the ball. I think we were a little rusty maybe early in the game and didn't play quite as well on either side of the ball and dodged some bullets early and played better and better as the game wore on. But I thought those guys that got a chance to play really did a nice job. And it was good for them to get some experience. We haven't had a lot of opportunities, you know, to play those guys. The two young running backs got some experience. Both of them did well. So it was really good. And that's how you develop depth on your team. And it'll be good for their motivation in the future as well.
Injury-wise, everything's shaping up pretty decent for Saturday?
We always got a few guys banged up, but we're hopeful that everybody will be ready to go on Saturday.
Good. Marty?
Coach, I'm curious about
you know, when you're managing a season like this and you can't be present in a moment like this, what is the challenge of just continuing to demand of your players that they are disciplined? Because they're 18, 19, 20-year-old young men, and it's so difficult in that time frame in your life to have perspective on a broader scope. So what's that challenge been like?
Well, you know, I it's amazing that you, you know, asked that question. It's really what I talked to the team about after practice today, that you choose your energy. You know, nobody at this time of the year really feels great. You know, nobody's really 100%. So you can't do what you feel like doing. You can't practice like you feel like practicing, because most guys aren't 100%. I mean, you could probably pull NFL players, college players. Somebody's got something that's bothering them this time of year. You know, when you played 7-8 games, you get this deep. And this year, it seems like this is the 12th game of the year, because it's been a longer season. Even though we hadn't played games, we've still practiced, you know, the same amount pretty much. So I think players understanding their ability to choose energy and then focus on having the kind of discipline, eye control, doing things correctly in practice. So you develop the right habits. And one of the things that, you know, I've done throughout the year this year is when I see things happen in practice, like let's just say guy doesn't run around at the right depth, you know, offensively, or defensive players don't break on the ball, you know, when the ball's thrown and you're playing zone. And then one of those things will pop up in the game, and I'm immediately showing those two things and saying, see, this is the habit that you created by not doing this in practice. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, you're not choosing energy, and you got to have enough discipline to push yourself and make the kind of choices and decisions that are going to prepare you to play well in the game. Because at the end of the day, most games that you lose, or at least the games that we lose around here, we beat ourselves as much as the other team beating us by making mental errors, making mistakes, you know, turning the ball over, not blocking the right guys, getting the quarterback sacked, whatever. All right, so, and that all, the ability to eliminate those types of things really happens in terms of the way you practice and the way you prepare for a game. So it doesn't start on Saturday, it really starts on Monday, when we give out the scouting report and we start getting ready for a team. And then every day in practice, you're going to have an opportunity, whether it's goal line and short yardage or third down period or whatever it is, to try to create those habits that are going to carry over in the game.
That's Coach Nick Saban, Marty Smith from ESPN with us as well. We're going to break away and take care of a little business right here. Then we'll be coming right back. More of your questions at 877-202-BAMA here on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Get your ice cold Bud Light, Bud Light Seltzer here. Even though you can't go to the game, doesn't mean the game can't be brought to you now here. Just go to BudLight.com/delivery. That's BudLight.com/delivery.
Give me two mangoes.
Coming at you. It's a little short. Ow. Sorry. You know what? I'm just going to walk them over to you.
Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, and Bud Light Seltzer. IRC Beer, beer in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Ever wonder where the capital A in Chick-fil-A came from? It started with grade A, top quality chicken. But we believed everything, not just the food, should be grade A.
My name is Jake, and I work at Chick-fil-A Hickory Flat. To me, the A in Chick-fil-A is for above and beyond. It's about making sure that our guests know that we care about them and that we're going above and beyond for them in all the details.
The A in Chick-fil-A is for all the little things we do to bring you our best every day.
Real team member paid for their testimonial.
More than any other game, great football dynasties are built on their drive to out-tough, out-work, and out-think the competition year after year. The same is true with Ford F-150. Whether it's at the work site or the campsite, F-150 will help you win the day, every day. That's why Ford F-Series is America's best-selling truck 43 years straight. See your local Ford dealer, proud sponsor of Alabama football. The Crimson Tide and F-150, built for tough. Based on 2019 calendar year total sales.
Is your home begging for help? Squeaking doors and creaking floors?
cracked brick and concrete, water running in basements and crawl spaces. And how about those smelly, musty odors? Call APS Foundations. Our experts offer solutions to your home's foundation and waterproofing problems with a plan to get back on solid ground. Call now, 866-253-6035 or alabamaprofessional.com.
Now on second down, Mack looks right, nothing there. Looks left, nothing there. He'll backpedal, he'll stutter step, he'll throw it into the end zone. Touchdown, Alabama! Devontae Smith, when he saw that his quarterback was in trouble and there was nowhere to go, he made sure that somehow he got open, and it was a bullet of a pass for an Alabama touchdown. Devontae Smith becoming not only Alabama's, but the SEC's all-time leader for career touchdown catches with 33. And Coach Saban, when you think about all of the magnificent wide receivers who have come through this conference over the years, and to have Devontae now at the top of the list, man, that says a mouthful.
You know, it'd be interesting to know exactly how many first-round draft picks have come out of this league.
Yeah.
You know, through the years. I think I've told this story before, but, you know, when we drafted Antonio Langham with the 9th pick of the draft in Cleveland when I was at the Browns with Belichick as a defensive coordinator, he was a little speed deficient. You know, he didn't run a great time at the combine and all that. And so we kept watching his film, and there were like 5 first-round draft picks, Ike Hilliard and all kind of guys that I can't remember all the names, right, that he played against, you know, like in 92, 93 when he played at Alabama. And he covered all those guys, and he never ever looked one speed deficient. And we picked them based on the level of comp because he played against such great players, and it wasn't an issue. We didn't think it would be an issue in the NFL, and he was a very good player for us. So that says a lot about Devontae Smith to be above all those guys in terms of what he's been able to accomplish here as a player. But it couldn't happen to a better individual, a finer young man, great competitive character, really good person, really cares about the team. He's got really good leadership qualities. You love it when the best players on your team are the best guys.
Yeah. You know, normally we talk straight football on this show, but we do need to divert just a little bit here this evening. A gentleman who we all know, Marty and I knew him first in NASCAR and from his walk-on days here at the University of Alabama, you as well, Rowdy Harrell, a former linebacker, a walk-on, went on to get hired by Hendrick Motorsports and worked successfully in NASCAR. He and his wife on their honeymoon tragically killed in a car accident in the Florida Keys. And, Coach, it just, it just brings tears to your eyes. A nicer guy, and when you talk walk-ons, man, that's a special breed right there. And I hated to hear that news today.
Well, and Rowdy was the epitome of what those guys stand for.
Yeah.
You know, he was a hard worker. He had great character. He actually, you know, stayed because we wanted to make him a part of the organization. He stayed and worked in the weight room with Scott Cochran for a little while when he got finished playing. But, man, our thoughts and prayers are out to him and his family and friends. And we just absolutely hate it when anybody that's been a part of our family here has such a tragedy. And I know it's very difficult for them to deal with because he had so much potential as a young person.
And Marty, you knew him. He worked with Alex Bowman's team. He worked for Dale Jr. with JR Motorsports for a while, and a very beloved guy in the garage area of NASCAR.
And I live in Charlotte, Eli. You know that. I live in Greater Charlotte, and this entire town, the fabric of our city, is really a NASCAR town. And Rowdy was one of those guys that just had that spirit that made everyone in the room and everyone in his aura and in his midst feel better about themselves. He had this infectious energy that you could not help but feel joyful when you were around him. And when all of us heard it earlier this afternoon,
yeah,
It's just one of those things that's so shocking because it was someone, to Coach's point, that had limitless potential. And our prayers are with him and his family and his bride's family. It's just an absolute tragedy.
It really is just an awful, especially on the eve of Thanksgiving and so on. It's never a good time, but that makes it even that much more difficult to swallow. Coach, let's get back to football, a tough transition from that discussion to this. The Auburn Tigers, they're not a bad football team, and they're getting better. You got to be on your toes when you face that bunch, don't you?
Well, I think they're playing their best football of the year right now. You know, they've really started to come together offensively. You know, Bo Nix is a really, really talented, good player, and you know, they had a lot of new starters on offense, in the offensive line, new runners. So they've got really good skill players outside. They've got good speed, and you know, they've started to create some balance in running and passing, and make explosive plays and score a lot more points. So this is going to be a real challenge. And defensively, they've been solid, you know, all year long. You know, Kevin Steele does a great job. You know, with those guys, they play hard. They play with a lot of toughness. They're always sound, you know, in what they do. They don't beat themselves. So you really have to execute well against them. They got really good special teams. They're very challenging in terms of the system and scheme that they run, and they've got good specialists. So this is a good team. I mean, it's a team that's a much better team now than they were, which, you know, speaks to, you know, the job that they do there as coaches to get their team to improve the way they have throughout the season.
Marty Smith, jump on in, my friend.
Coach, one thing that the great ones like yourself, a character trait that you all share is you obsess over the details of the setbacks more than you enjoy the joy of the successes. And so I wonder, when I say Iron Bowl, what is the memory for you that stands out above all of them?
Well, you know, you're absolutely right. Not just about the Iron Bowl, but every other game that we lost here, the two national championship games that we lost, the playoff game that we lost. I don't really remember a whole lot about the ones that we won. But I remember a lot about last year's game. Didn't play very well on defense, threw two pick sixes, you know, have first and one at the one, and they take it back 100 yards for a touchdown. So it's really a 14-point swing. I was proud of the way our players, you know, competed in the game to come back in the game and, you know, have an opportunity at the end. And, you know, they left the quarterback in the game in a punting situation and we messed up the substitution. So, this just remember all those things that are things that, you know, I mean, remember the, not just, you know, people just remember the kick six. But really, if you go back and look at the game, we had the ball inside the 20-yard line five times with a 7-point lead and never scored. Made a field goal, had a false start. Next one, they block. Run the ball to the 2-yard line, get a holding penalty, back us up. I mean, it was unbelievable. And then they scored in 2 minutes right at the end of the game. And we got a chance in 2 minutes and try a 57-yard field goal. And, you know, the guy runs it back for a touchdown. And we didn't cover. So I can go through every game that we lost. You know, when Cam Newton was there, we were ahead, I think, 24-7 or something like that. The year they won the national championship, and Mark Ingram was going to make it even bigger and fumbles the ball through the end zone. All right, so not only do they get the ball, you know, we don't score. And they came back and beat us. So, this has been a challenging, you know, game for us each and every year. And I only remember, I can't tell you much about the other games.
Psychologically,
that has to be the same way with the national championship games, man. I can tell you about the two we lost. I don't remember a lot about the five that we won.
I love you, man, but I just don't envy that part. And I understand that that has to be psychologically part of your utter guttural disdain for complacency. That has to be all wrapped up in that psychology that hey, we just conquered the whole world. I don't remember a whole lot about that humongous blinged out ring they gave me, but I remember when this team defeated me and my scheme and my players.
Yeah, but I think it's kind of a part of your DNA, you know, that there's some animals that are predators, and they're predators all the time because that's their DNA. And there's others that are very passive, right, because that's their DNA. So is it hard to live with sometimes? It is.
Yes.
But would I want it any other way? I don't think so. Not in this profession, at least.
Yeah.
Right? Because, you know, complacency to me, when you're a competitor, creates a blatant disregard for not doing things correctly. And as soon as you do that, you're destined to go downhill because you're always either getting better or you're getting worse. You're not really staying the same. So when you get complacent, you really got problems.
Well, is that something you learned from your youth, Coach? I mean, were you that motivated, that focused, that able to retain what went wrong versus the what went right stuff when you were a kid playing the game?
My dad was just like me, or worse.
Uh-huh. Yep.
So if I didn't know what went wrong, he did.
I hear you.
Can I relate to that?
Wow. Which was a good thing. I mean, that was a good thing. I don't mean that in a disrespectful or a negative way, because it was a good thing. Because it kept you from being satisfied.
Sure.
You've heard me say this so many times before. You know, success is not a continuum. It's momentary. And, you know, you're only as good as your next play. You're only good as your last play. I mean, so you got to keep on working to do the things that you've always done to help you be successful, or you're not going to continue to be successful. Somebody's going to take your place. And when you're on top, you've only put yourself in a position where everybody is after you, and you're always going to get their best game. So you have to be ready to always play your best game.
Marty, it sounded like you and Coach Saban shared a daddy, huh?
Well, I was just going to say, I want to follow up on that because I've been blessed to have conversations with Coach about this kind of thing in the past. But I do wonder, Coach, it took me a long time into my adulthood to understand why my dad was that hard on me. As a young man, as a young person, certainly as a boy, I didn't get it. Like, what in the world do I have to do to please you? But then once I got older and realized that striving to be great was part of my DNA because of that constant demand of my dad, I went, oh, okay, I understand this now. When did you get it? How long did it take you to understand the why?
It took a while. And, you know, my dad died when I was just 21 or 22 years old, mm-hmm. And abruptly. And I realized it and don't know that I ever had the opportunity to tell him, you know, that. But, you know, I had a great mother, too, and she was always sort of trying to explain that to me. I didn't really understand it and maybe at times didn't want to hear it. But in the back of my mind, I think I kind of knew it. I just didn't like it. But it did make me better.
Coach Nick Saban and Marty Smith joining us here on the Nick Saban Show. We're coming right back in a moment. Hey, Coach, and the Nick Saban Show, sponsored tonight by Coca-Cola. No matter your favorite game day food, it will pair perfectly together with a Coke. Together tastes better. We're back in a moment on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
And now, a moment of chill from Coors Light. Light, mountain cold refreshment, made to chill in a canoe holding a beer instead of a paddle. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Hindsight's 50-50. We'll burn that bridge when we come to it.
It's not rocket surgery.
Some quotes are better than others. If you're in the market for auto insurance, give Alpha's new quote and bind tool a whirl. With on-screen discount alerts, you can see how much you'll save click by click.
And if you bundle your home or life insurance with Alpha, you'll save even more. A penny saved is a penny earned. Start saving with Alpha today. AlphaInsurance.com.
Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo. Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to SyncMyGame.com from Learfield IMG College.
SyncMyGame.com?
SyncMyGame.com.
The SEC taught us that there's nothing like game day in T-Town. And if you're all about crimson, white, and houndstooth, there's nothing like having the University of Alabama Visa check card from Regions in your wallet. As the official bank of the SEC, Regions is here to help you pull for your team with everything you've got. To order your card, visit Regions.com/GoBama. Regions, member FDIC. Terms, conditions, and fees may apply.
Here now, a quick play, handoff, Najee, left side, hurdles a man, goes down the left sideline, the race is on to the goal line, he'll dive in, touchdown, Alabama, touchdown, Najee Harris, he exploded. 16 rushing touchdowns on the year, last weekend, 13 carries for 83 yards, as we welcome you back, Eli Gold, Marty Smith, Coach Nick Saban. On this night before Thanksgiving, and Marty Smith from ESPN, why don't you lob another question at the coach?
All right, this is an important one, Coach. We're going to go no football here. This is a question my buddies and I ask each other often. All right, you're going in the convenience store. You get two snacks and one drink. What are you getting?
Well, that's easy. I'm going to get two small Little Debbie cookies. And if it's early in the morning, I'm going to have coffee. If it's later in the afternoon, I'm going to have, you know, some kind of Powerade, Gatorade, you know, something like that, you know, to go with it. But that's
all right.
Not at all.
All right, I got it. All right, so yeah. the defense is throwing you something you did not prepare for. Convenience store has no oatmeal cream pies. What's your audible?
Cheese crackers.
Cheese crackers.
Yeah, that's good. Two packs of cheese crackers, or are you gonna have like some combos?
Or a payday? I'm a payday guy.
Those are good.
I love payday.
I love payday.
People don't know this, but I eat one payday every Sunday.
Do you
really?
Oh yeah, yeah. We.
Is there a specific time?
I usually get up one Sunday morning and grade the film. And we go to 11 o'clock church. So Terry makes like a little breakfast like at 8:30. And I go to work right after church. So I don't eat. So about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I have a little payday. And it's really the big kind, you know, the king size.
Giant, man. Yeah.
They'll hold me over until 6 o'clock. So you got a secret out of me. Nobody knew that.
Eli, we have broken news on the Hey Coach Nick Saban show for America. Coach is a payday guy.
We'll get all
the
networks.
I have one Thanksgiving.
We'll get all the networks clued in. Coach, it's time. We're going to let you go a little early this evening just so you can rest up, get your energy back. It's time now for your final word, presented each week by Mercedes-Benz. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing. What's your final word for this night before Thanksgiving?
Well, I think, you know, what I talk to the players about early in the week is, you know, sometimes when you play games and you play certain teams, you know, they start out pretty well in the game, but they help you. You know, they do things to help you, just like in last week's game. You know, Kentucky really started out well in the game. All right, they missed a field goal early in the red zone. They made one. They snapped the ball over the guy's head another time for a 40-yard loss. So they helped us. But I think when you play in games like this, in this game, the other team's not going to help you because you're going to get their best game. It's a rivalry game. You don't have record makes no difference. What you've done in the past makes no difference. How you did in the last game makes no difference. It's all about what you do, you know, in this game. And the expectations to be is, you know, they're going to bring it. All right, we're going to bring it. And somebody's got to blink. Right? And you have to have the mental toughness and relentless competitive attitude to be able to persevere that kind of competitive situation. But I think that's what great competitors like to do. They like to play in games like this, and they like the challenge of being able to do that. And I think the same goes for the fans. And I think the poison in all this is when you have the expectation that, okay, we're going to go out and just, this is all going to be easy. It's going to happen like nothing. We expect it to be this because their record is this and our record is that. And that's when, you're not mentally prepared to have the kind of, sort of mental mindset that you need to be able to sustain and play a game like this in a really, really tough environment and tough situation because of who you're playing against and what the game means to everybody. So I'm going to encourage the fans to have the same kind of sort of competitive character, in this game. We'll need your support. The players need your support. When you get at this time of the season, nobody feels great, right? But everybody's got to make themselves go and make the choice to go out there and play their best. And certainly your spirit is something that can help us do that. And I certainly appreciate that.
Well, listen, you take care of yourself. As good of a Thanksgiving Day tomorrow as you can, particularly in this year. Thanksgiving just takes on even a more heightened meaning than ever before, I think.
Well, I think that I'd like to take this opportunity to, wish everyone out there a very happy Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is a time where we all have the opportunity to show gratitude for all the things that we have, relationships. And I think a lot of us spend a lot of time thinking about the things we don't have and sort of maybe sometimes, take some things for granted. And I think this should be a day for everybody to realize, all the things that we have and show gratitude for that, especially the relationships and loved ones that we all should really appreciate. So I also want to say thank Marty, for coming on.
Yeah.
Marty's been a really good friend. He's a great professional. I think he does a great job. His energy and enthusiasm as a journalist is something that I certainly appreciate because he's very professional in what he does. And he's always been very fair to us at Alabama and very fair to me. So we certainly appreciate you, Marty.
Thank you, Coach.
Best to you and your family on Thanksgiving as well, okay?
Appreciate you so much. Thank you for those kind words. And we hope you heal up quick so you can be out there hollering at people again. That's my guy right there now.
Yeah, I got a text from Marcus Spears. I mean, one of your buddies.
My man.
I always tell the players, when they're out there practicing and they say, this hurts or that hurts, and, I just shake my head and say, they don't make them like they used to. Well, it's probably been, 20 years since he played for me? So I get a positive test. What's the text say? They don't make them like they used to.
All right.
I'll see you later.
All right, Coach, take care. Have a great evening. Coach Nick Saban joining us. Marty Smith is with us from ESPN. That is a lot of the true Nick Saban that we get to see on this program. The fans see him on those 40-second sound bites from behind the podium on Monday and Wednesday and so on. We're blessed to be able to see the occasional smiles and the laughter and the chuckle and the storytelling. That's a wonderful peek behind the curtain.
I will tell you, every time I get the opportunity to chat with Coach, especially in this type of format, or if I'm doing a sit-down interview with him for ESPN or whatnot, where we get to dive a little deeper, first of all, invariably, I learn. I learn about myself through the perspective that he offers. And nothing makes me feel more accomplished than when I can make him laugh. I feel like I've won the lottery when I get to see him chuckle. And I can't tell you, Eli, how grateful I am for those kind words that he just said about me. And that's the ultimate endorsement when someone of his pedigree and someone with his resume and that has been interviewed by everybody and been around everybody in the industry, for him to say those words about me are humbling beyond articulation. I'm going to ask you to clip that off and send it to me, please. Thank you.
We will definitely do that. Definitely. I've known you for a lot of years, and that's been part of your MO. You have always been able to get inside your interview subject How did you? That was one thing I learned when dealing with the late Dale Earnhardt. I knew that there were certain things I could open up a conversation with that would get him to relax and just be comfortable around me. How did you learn the art of interviewing?
It took a lot of time.
Yep.
And a lot of mistakes and a lot of really bad questions. And I went to Tony Stewart Media School,
uh-huh.
which he suffers no fools. And then I had a lot of great tutelage. And by the time that I got to a point where I was interviewing someone like Coach, I kind of had an understanding of how to prepare, because with folks like Coach Saban, they will reciprocate your preparedness. If you show up unprepared, they know it. And why would they invest in that? I don't blame them for not investing in someone that's not prepared. So if you show them that you are prepared and you've found nuance and you've learned intricacies that you've obviously studied for, then they're going to reciprocate that. And then all of a sudden, there's a respect that comes with that. And then you can dive a little deeper and learn about the man or the woman and learn those senses of humor.
Marty Smith has left the building momentarily. He has now returned as we see the flickering flames from his fireplace behind him. You were saying, sir?
That with folks like Coach Saban, earning that respect, it ain't given. It's earned.
Yep.
And it's earned immediately, and then it's not something that you just have. It's something that you need to cultivate every time. And it's something I take very seriously. So I'm very grateful. I can't describe to you how grateful I am for those words that he just said.
I hear you. I understand totally. That's Marty Smith from ESPN. By the way, folks, the Performance of the Week is an award we give out each and every week on this show, presented by APS, Alabama Professional Services, for all of your residential and commercial foundation, waterproofing, pest control, termite, and lawn services. Go to alabamaprofessional.com. We mentioned this earlier, but it bears an official mention here. This week's Performer of the Week, Devontae Smith, who was selected as the SEC's co-offensive player of the week for his 9 catches, 144 receiving yards, and 2 touchdowns against Kentucky over the weekend. And with that performance, Devontae became the SEC's and Alabama's all-time leader for career touchdown catches with 33. Our congratulations to the APS Performer of the Week, Devontae Smith. We are back with more in a moment here on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
My Shiro doesn't always wear a cape, but she always has time for a hug, a smile, for going the extra mile. My Shiro stretches every dollar, puts in long hours, puts others first. But now it's your time, Mom. When you're ready to retire, we want you to be able to enjoy it. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings now at aceyourretirement.org/Shiro.
A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
It's time for today's STEM tip. Okay, you know recycling is important. No one wants plastic in the ocean. Here's a cool way to repurpose a plastic bottle. Build an awesome terrarium. Cut a large plastic bottle in half and fill the base with sand, pebbles, potting soil, and your favorite plant. I chose an African violet. Put the top of the bottle over your base and place it in the sun. Your plant will grow sealed in its own ecosystem. Fun, right? Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the Ad Council.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart.
heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Keaton Upshaw, the tight end, in motion to the left side of the formation. Quarterback Terry Wilson looks and throws, intercepted, take it to the house. Jordan Battle, see ya. Touchdown, Alabama, 43 yards. A pick six for the sophomore from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. The Alabama secondary is going to be an interesting story this weekend, whether it is Jordan Battle, whether it's Patrick Surtain Jr. Against Bo Nix, the quarterback of the Auburn Tigers, and Marty Smith. That's always, it's not an Einstein-like statement, that's always a key to any ball game. But boy, the Alabama defense, having given up 20 points now in the last 3.5 ball games, it seems that at the halfway point of the Georgia game, the team really defensively turned the corner.
Absolutely. And again, in a year that's just so different and with so many unknowns, it's even more impressive to me when you continue to improve that way. And we've all seen, I mean, I think for the first 6 or 8 weeks of the season, we just all were like, where in the world are the SEC defenses? Mm-hmm. All of the defenses that made the conference, that were the brand of the conference, they were non-existent other than in Athens, Georgia. And then Athens, Georgia played you guys. And Mac Jones just beat the brakes off of them, and Najee and Devontae and all those guys who are so talented. And now that you guys are starting to put that defense together, to me, Bama is far and away, by a substantial margin, the best team in America. And I'm not just – I would say that anywhere. I've seen Notre Dame in person. I've seen Clemson in person. I've seen Florida in person this year. I've covered broadcasted games for each of those schools, and they're very good teams. And I have not seen you guys in person yet, but I've watched a lot of tape and I've watched a lot of games live, and I'm just thoroughly impressed with the sideline-to-sideline speed defensively. It's remarkable. It's a very rare team where right now I just don't – I don't know where there's a weakness, Eli. I don't see one.
No, there really hasn't been. And, of course, the healthy special teams now, Reichard kicking the ball so very well. Yep. Really, all the parts and pieces have come together.
It's a fun team to watch. And, you know, I like what Coach just said to the fan base. I can see why all of you guys are so excited about the potential for this group, but this is just such an odd year. I mean, it's like I was saying to Coach in one of the breaks, Eli, that I heard a great statement from Justin Fuente. I was supposed to have broadcast the North Carolina-Virginia Tech game back in early October.
Mm-hmm.
And I was doing the coaches' calls with the Virginia Tech group. And Fuente said that they had a Navy SEAL come in and speak to the program. And Fuente pulled, after the speech, Fuente pulled the Navy SEAL aside, and he was like, man, tell me about your preparation. I want to know all about how you guys prepare. And the SEAL just started laughing at Coach Fuente. He said, hey, man, look, our mantra is just get to breakfast. Just get to breakfast.
Yeah.
And then once you get to breakfast, worry about lunch. That's the 2020 college football season, right there in a nutshell. It's so poignant because these kids are getting tested. These programs are getting tested for COVID 3 times a week, and you just want to get to Saturday. You just want to get to breakfast. And I can't imagine the anxiety, the added anxiety, that these staffs have to manage, just wondering what's going to be at their disposal from a player perspective, a weapons perspective every set. Like, I feel awful for Mark Stoops.
Sure.
On a lot of levels. I mean, they were missing so many players against you guys last week. I think they're down 18 as they face Florida Saturday.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, the tragedy that happened with their offensive line coach. So it's just it's just a very odd year.
It really, really is.
A lot from you guys, man.
Yeah, it really, really is. Well, listen, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show, and for the folks who don't know, Aaron Taylor from CBS was supposed to be our media guest today. The game that he is doing or was doing got canceled, so he was able to catch a flight to go back home and be with his family for Thanksgiving. And he called and said, hey, I could wait and fly home on Thanksgiving and honor my commitment to be on the show, but would you guys mind if I just kind of begged off and went home tonight? And how do you keep a guy from spending Thanksgiving with the family? And a quick call to Marty, and he was so kind and quick to say, sure, I'll fill in. So I can't thank you enough, my friend. It's always a pleasure. You've been a dear friend for many years through the garages of NASCAR and through the sidelines of college football, and it's great to have you on the program again.
Pleasure's all mine, sir. You're a legend. You're a hero to me and have been for a very long time. And I love that program. I love your state so much. And I hope everybody has a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday, a safe one. Everybody continue to stay safe. And I can't wait to see you guys in T-Town soon.
You got it. And we'll pull off that audio and video for you. We'll send it off to you at the house.
Please do. It's going on like my next resume.
I hear you.
Be good, y'all.
Take care.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Marty Smith, ESPN. We're back after these messages on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Today, singing can help you remember things. So here's some tips for parents out there during these tough times.
Number one. Make sure your kids wash their hands for 20 seconds after they've coughed or sneezed or been outside.
Two.
Virtual playdates, social and physical distancing can help save lives.
Three.
Tell them they're safe and show your love and pride. Yes, we'll get through this together.
Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey. Why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can. But it's just as important to take time for yourself. AARP can help. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Is that a faucet running?
That's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest. Forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
I didn't know the trees were so amazing.
Yep, and the forest gives us shade, trees to climb.
That's awesome. Let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Thank you, Alabama fans, for your continued support of Golden Flake potato chips, pork rinds, cheese puffs, and our great-for-dipping tortillas. We continue to be dedicated to making our products available to you and your family, so we hope you can mark the celebrated return of Alabama football with your favorite bag of Golden Flake snacks. Experience the simple, southern goodness of Golden Flake, the official chip of the Alabama Crimson Tide.
At My Eye Doctor, we would never think of getting between you and your screen, except with blue light lenses. Eye strain can happen by spending hours and hours with devices, texting, gaming, binging. Our lens solutions can help minimize the stress and strain of harmful blue light. We welcome all insurances. Eye care and eyewear are better together at My Eye Doctor, Doctors of Optometry. Schedule an appointment today at myeyedr.com.
Yeah. What's on tap for the Crimson Tide, presented by Bud Light. Whenever there's a Bama game to watch or listen to, there's a Bud Light there. And the Tide, of course, is home. Saturday, a 2:30 kickoff in the 2020 Iron Bowl. Airtime 11:30 in the morning. Kickoff at 2:30 in the afternoon, right here on the Crimson Tide Sports Network. And don't forget, if you missed any portion of tonight's show, you can always catch it on our on-demand Alabama Insider podcast. Download and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. We thank you so much for joining us this evening. We wish you a very, very wonderful Thanksgiving Day tomorrow. Jerry Kelly was our studio engineer. Tom Stipe and Todd Robbins sharing the engineering chores here at Baumhauer's Victory Grill here tonight. For all of us, I'm Eli Gold. Thanks for being here. Good night and roll tide.
Live from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Tuscaloosa, this has been Hey Coach and the Nick Saban Show, presented by Alpha Insurance. For auto, home, and life insurance, call Alpha. Hey Coach and the Nick Saban Show. We're also brought to you by Ford. For great offers on F-150, see your local Ford dealer. Proud sponsor of the Crimson Tide. Coca-Cola. Together, tastes better. Golden Flake, the official potato chip of the Alabama Crimson Tide. Toyota. Visit your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota. Let's go places. And by Bud Light. Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Crimson Tide Sports Network.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.